Well, this week, it's Extension Week, but we're also focusing more locally on the Cass County Extension celebration of their 100th anniversary of providing local education and information here in our area. Amazing it's been that long. Kate Olson is with us this morning. You don't look anywhere near 100.
I just look younger than I am.
I know Extension ages you sometimes, but that's the nature of the beast. That's because you always have to be there for so many folks in so many different ways. And we're fortunate that Cass County has had the Extension service as a valuable resource for us for this length of time.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100 years is a milestone we are pretty excited about. And obviously the service that has been provided has changed. We like to think that it's changed based on the need of the population in response to how the world around us has changed. And we've certainly enjoyed providing service to Cass County residents. So we want to invite them out to celebrate with us.
Have you counted them up? How many Extension directors have there been?
I don't have a count, but we did.
Is that part of a trivia question?
Well, I know it might be.
Okay.
We did actually go to Ames in March and pull from the university archives the records of all the Extension directors that have ever served in Cass County. So that was kind of an interesting look through history. Kind of surprising, I guess, maybe not considering the context. When in the first Extension system started, and you can see the records for all the counties, they were hiring a lot of young 20-somethings right out of college. They were turning over every 2 to 3 years. Kind of as we did our research, we learned that a lot of the Extension push was in response to the war efforts going on in 1917, 1918, you know. And so they pushed, there's 51 counties across the state celebrating in 2018 that hired their first director in 1918, and that was in response to the war effort, the push to get those resources in the county that could help folks with the victory gardens, educating the youth, getting resources out to the farmers that hadn't been drafted to the war efforts, helping the homemakers do some things to support the war efforts. All of those things were a push from Central Campus and Ames to get these resources out there, get them in people's hands, and let's use them to win the war.
It's amazing when you think about these last 100 years. Extension has survived a lot of things, world wars, all those kinds of conflicts. We've survived all kinds of other issues. We've survived changing times, changing expectations. But one thing that remains pretty much static, and when you talk about the number of people who have sat in your chair over 100 years, imagine the number of people who have sat at the Extension table as council members over the course of the years. The local Extension council has had, that's been, I guess, the constant there. There's always been interest in folks serving.
Yes. And the face of the council has actually changed over 100 years as well. In 1918, when they started instituting Extension districts around the state, the Extension council wasn't an Extension council. It was the Farm Bureau Board. Extension and Farm Bureau were a paired organization for many years, almost up to the 40s and 50s. So the Extension council that directed Extension work in the county was actually directly correlated to the Farm Bureau organization. Iowa legislature changed that in the mid-50s, and the first elected Extension councils were 16-member councils because they had a representative from each of the townships in the county. And then that changed again in the mid-80s, and now we have a 9-member elected council that is elected from across the county sort of as a representative sample, but each township is not represented anymore.
Well, it's just interesting that despite everything that is expected of them, the time commitment, all that kind of stuff, people still want to do it.
Oh, yeah. People are excited, and we still find people usually join the Extension Council because they have been impacted by or have an interest in one of the program areas that Extension touches. And once they get on Extension Council and learn about the variety of programs that we offer, they become fantastic advocates for the work that Extension does. And really, we use those council members as our eyes and ears out in the county. What are you seeing in your acquaintances, in your neighborhood with agriculture, with needs of youth, with partnership opportunities from local schools and organizations? We could not have the reach across the county that we do if we didn't have our elected Extension and councils out there advocating for us and helping make those partnerships.
Amazing how much change there has been in not just the way Extension functions, but the expectations from the local Extension offices over the years. Just in the 30 years that I've lived here, dramatic change in what we used to know as the local Extension office as to today, and probably the expectations. Folks come in with different types of questions and things. You're doing different types of things than maybe they were doing 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, folks come in with different types of questions. And of course, with the information technology age, people are accessing our resources differently. Our resource catalog of online, not only online publications, but online video resources, online web classes, all of that has just exploded. And we are finding more and more people come in to Extension to verify or confirm. Again, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true.
Really?
and so people are trying to do a lot of their own information gathering, but they're getting a lot of conflicting information out there because there's so many things that are published online nowadays are opinion, or from a sort of biased source. And that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on being related to Extension is we do try and give out research-based resources. Obviously, we have a huge research base at Iowa State University, but we're also networked with land-grant universities that have Extension systems across the nation. So if we can't find an answer, I can find you somebody that can. And I've reached out to the National Extension Network within the last year for a client question that we didn't have a resource at Iowa State University, but we had one in a neighboring Extension state, Extension system, and they were extremely helpful.
So really, where some folks would think that maybe the access people have to information sources out there through electronics and technology could run Iowa State University Extension out of business is just the opposite. It's actually enhancing, and you guys are being used more of as a baseline resource for folks to be able to filter through what they need. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. That just shows you how it's morphed over time, too.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, now, more locally focused here. You've been celebrating all week. I know you've got some fun stuff coming up tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Sounds like you're going to have a good time. What's up tomorrow?
So tomorrow we are kind of wrapping up Extension Week with our open house at the Cass County Community Center. We'll be on the fairgrounds. Who knows with the weather? It looks like there might be a chance of rain. Of course, we know that can change overnight. So, but we are going to be indoors. So if you're planning on coming out and joining us, so don't worry. We will be inside in the Cass County Community Center. Extension is all about partnership. So we have invited a variety of partners to come join us at this open house. We've got about 15 or 20 partners from across the county. Some of them are internal partners, such as our family specialists, youth specialists, ag specialists that will be there to answer questions for folks. Some of them are our affiliated groups or 4-H groups. Some of our master gardeners will be there. And then we've also got some external partners. So Cass County Conservation, Public Health. We mentioned Extension was affiliated with Farm Bureau in the early years. Cass County Farm Bureau also celebrating 100 this year for similar reasons to what we are. They'll be there doing some hands-on stuff as well. So we're really trying to have a very family, very community-focused event. Come out, have some fun, bring the kids. We're going to have tons of hands-on activities, tons of ways to get engaged with local community resources. Have a little fun. We're going to have Sai there. We're going to have some games. We're going to have some prizes. Have a little food because you can't really have a good party without food. So we're going to have a light lunch available to folks, including, of course, some 100th anniversary birthday cake. So you've got to celebrate with cake. We haven't officially celebrated till we blow out the candles. So.
And, you know, the funny thing is I was looking through the notes that I have here in front of me that you provided, and it shows that the first Extension director was actually hired in February of that year. So be thankful, I guess, that we're not celebrating that when it actually happened. And we put it, although I'm not sure the weather's much nicer here.
I was going to say, we decided to put it off until spring so the weather would be nicer. And look how that worked out for us with this last week.
You think the folks at Extension could plan that a little bit better, right? Because you never get weather questions.
No, never get weather questions.
Have you had some fun this week, though?
We've had a great time. We've had all sorts of stuff going on. We've had of course, our online trivia contest going on. So folks that follow us on social media, we do have a Facebook page. We've been putting a different trivia question out there every day, getting some fun responses from folks on memories or of ways they've connected with Extension. So that's certainly kind of fun to do. We've had a supply drive and a coloring contest going on, and of course those are going to be continuing into tomorrow. So if you haven't had a chance to participate in our supply drive as part of the community service aspect of Extension Week, we invite you to bring a paper good or a cleaning good or a toiletry item to the open house tomorrow. And if you haven't had a chance to participate in our coloring contest yet, we'll have those sheets available for folks as well.
Very good. No reason for people not to show up. It's you got cake, you got all the good stuff. It's a family-friendly event. And let's face it, everybody is touched by Extension in some way, whether it's through the 4-H program, the county fair, whether it's through hands-on learning opportunities that have been provided. Certainly, we all use products that are produced with the expertise of Iowa State University, whether it's the things we eat, we wear, or anything else. We're all affected.
Absolutely, yeah. And the Extension program areas, like I mentioned, just the breadth and the depth. Of course, a lot of people know about the 4-H program. Most people are very familiar with the club model, but of course, we also do a lot of day camps, partnerships with the schools, the Y, the Wellness Center, across the county. So lots of things that we do with youth through the 4-H program. Our human sciences programs, so we have programs on family finance, health and nutrition, family life. We have a program that we've done in partnership recently called Family Storyteller. It's all about having families read to their kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, again, we're trying to build that local capacity to bring leaders up in the community. And if that starts with reading to your kids to develop a lifelong love of learning, so be it. And then we also have, of course, a huge ag and natural resources focus, not only providing services to farmers for continuing education and certification. Our Master Gardener program falls under the Ag and Natural Resources program. We've talked about that here recently, a lot of the community service and opportunities that our Master Gardeners give back to the community. And then we're also doing a lot of work around local foods, niche products, lots of advice to home gardeners and things like that. So we also have a community and economic development arm. They operate and do a lot of certifications for some of our local elected officials.
And we've hardly touched on the old cows and sows model of Iowa State University Extension. So see what they're doing these days? Lots of things. Very good. And did we mention there'll be cake?
Did what else did you need to know? We're going to have a big red bird and some cake. So come have a party with us. And
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's tomorrow, Saturday, at the Cass County Community Center. Help them celebrate their 100th year of helping serve those of us here in Cass County. Kate, thanks for coming by. Happy anniversary.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.